Hello, Saints. So today I want to bring a topic called Pressing In. And I'll start in Mark 4, verse 40. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? There's an idea in professing Christianity that permeates those without faith, without a foundation, and without the biblical Savior, and that's the fear of contention. I've seen it much throughout my walk with the Lord, as modern pastors, teachers, supposed men of God, would rather bring out coffee and cookies, donning their tightly fit t-shirts sporting the title, Men of Iron, than contend for the faith and get down to the truth of things, Jude 1 verse 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Those words, earnestly contend, epagonizomahi, in the Greek, big word, it means to struggle for. And one of the reasons there's so many denominations around 40,000 these days is because grievous wolves have entered in, and instead of contending for the faith, quote-unquote, once delivered, men bow to the flesh, doctrines of devils pleasing their itchy ears in much compromise, 2 Timothy 4:2-5. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. You see, Timothy was not instructed to sit down, have a meal, get to know the wolves, understand their side of the story. Then after a few months, say, You know what, you guys, you really shouldn't be teaching that. He was instructed to reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine, because sound doctrine saves, 1 Timothy 4:16. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Why would you not want to contend for the truth if you knew repentance to the acknowledging of the truth will save a person's soul? James 5:19-20. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins. But does fleshly compromise and fellowship idolatry really do any good? Does placating the flesh, avoiding difficult contentions, glorify God in any way? Did you know that no effeminate man will inherit the kingdom of God? 1 Corinthians 6:9-10. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God. In Revelation, it says that the fearful will inherit the lake of fire. That word fearful means coward. Revelation 21, 7-8. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. I'd like to touch on this point as well. There's a worldly idea of contention, and a biblical idea of contention. The world likes to prop up the flesh, fierceness, hatred, wrath, foul words, lies, as properly contending, and this also boils over into a false masculinity, which is beastly in nature, sensual, and devilish, as the scriptures say, James 3, 13-16. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But as we go on to read in the same chapter of James, the wisdom from above has these traits, drastically different from the world. James 3:17-18. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace, of them that make peace. Though every man of God will contend for the faith once delivered, it must be done in a holy way, separate from the ways of the world. Notwithstanding, the hammer of God's word must be used, and confrontation of darkness requires boldness only the Spirit can author, Proverbs 28:1. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. So test yourselves today, saints. Do you know the truth, and has the truth set you free from fear? Because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind.